Now, we are all kind of more or less familiar with dementia, and there's a common notion that it's a, you know, of course, it's a loss of memory, and it usually impacts elderly people. However, it actually affects children as well, with 1 in 2,800 children being born with a childhood dementia disorder. 700,000 children around the world are living with childhood dementia today. 48,300 of them die early every year. That's around the same number of children who die from childhood cancer. Now look, obviously these are some very scary statistics, especially if you're a parent. Listening can be quite confronting. Joining the Wednesday Daily right now, we've got Gail Hilton from the Childhood Dementia Initiative. How are you, Gail?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time. Now, first off, I mean, yeah, I know for myself, I was a bit oblivious to this. Where does this lack of awareness come from, do you think, with children suffering dementia?
It's really shocking, isn't it? And I think it's incredibly confronting. And certainly what we have found over the course of the last year that we've been talking about childhood dementia is what you're saying is what most people sort of respond to is childhood dementia. How did I not know that this existed? We started the Childhood Dementia Initiative a year ago in response to some research that had identified 70 rare genetic conditions that all result in dementia symptoms in children. And as you said, Oscar, that most people understand that dementia in adults, but you know that this can also happen in children as well.
Yeah. So what role does your organization play in counteracting that lack of awareness, and does it help the families suffering from childhood dementia? What's its role?
Yeah, good question. So number one is absolutely us driving awareness. So just getting the word out there that dementia actually does strike children too. And we do believe that from, you know, building awareness is our number one goal, so that then other things can flow and other progress. So these diseases have all been currently, the causes of childhood dementia have been looked at individually, and individually they're really rare genetic conditions. But when you bring them together, that's where we see that 1 in 2,800 babies born will develop childhood dementia. And so by bringing those together, creating awareness of that in the medical research field, we can actually draw attention and draw funding towards the area so that we begin to get some more progress in treatments and cures. At the moment, there are pretty much no treatments for these causes of dementia. So nearly all the children that are diagnosed with a childhood dementia disorder will die in their childhood years. And that's just not acceptable. So number one is more research so that we have effective treatments and cures in the future. And while we're waiting for that research to happen, there's a lot of work to be done in creating a better care environment and quality of life for these children and their families who are currently falling through the gaps of some of our system here in Australia. And that's sort of a large part of my role.
Wow, that's quite confronting and, you know, baffling that not enough's being done, and it sounds like not a lot's being done at all for something that you would expect, you know, medical professionals and just humans as a whole to get around. It's horrible. How could the everyday person help with the initiative? Like for the 2SER listener, as an example, can they head to the website? How can, you know, the everyday individual help with the organization?
Absolutely. And so many people say that to us, you know, what can I do? So I guess I would ask a couple of things from listeners. Absolutely. We can't continue our work and we can't continue to have the progress that we have been progressing without funding. So, you know, people pledging their support financially and donating through our website, which is www.childhooddementia.org, is vitally important. And we're so grateful for any donation, no matter how large or small. And the other thing I think is just to educate yourself. Like, head to our website, find out a little bit more, and we would really love people just to talk about it. Tell somebody else, you know, did you know that childhood dementia exists? It's a thing that is impacting children here in Australia, because I think, you know, once people really begin to talk about it, we'll begin seeing sort of action and progress in all different areas of both the research, care and quality of life, and for families, knowing that they can tell a neighbour or a teacher or a friend down the road that their child has dementia and that they will receive a really understanding response to that is absolutely one of our goals as well.
That's terrific. So for the website for people to head to, where should they head? What's the URL for that?
Yep, it's childhooddementia.org.
Okay, terrific. Well, hey, I got to say a big thanks, Gail, for joining the show and, you know, touching on a really important topic that needs to be talked about. There needs to be more awareness, obviously. So a big thanks for taking the time to join the show today.
Thanks ever so much. Thanks for having me.
See you later. That was, of course, Gail Hilton talking to us there about, a very, very crucial topic that needs to be talked about more. For more information, once again, I'll repeat that URL. Head to the website childhooddementia.org. Go and check it out. I know I sure will be something I wasn't too sure, very educated about. And as she said, as Gail mentioned, it's a topic not a lot of people talk about, but, you know, it needs to be talked about. It's a pressing issue with 700,000 children around the world living with childhood dementia. That's pretty mind-blowing, to be honest. So yeah, go check it out. All the links as well, if you missed any of that or you want to listen back or share it around, we'll put that onto the 2SER website.